for you then.
Surge of up to 10 feet.
Power outages
close to 100 miles an hour.
Here for you now.
We ask people to please not come out and go sightseeing.
When the power goes out, that's when it's serious.
Sky Stormwatch for Radiant Credit Union.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks.
The Sky.
It is. Yes. It is Monday. And we're going to make it great. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top stories. Sarah update. If you can even call her Sarah anymore.
Hmm.
Yep. We'll talk about that. Also, wow. How about those Gators? They look like the Gators.
Imagine that.
They looked like the Gators. 27-16 upsetting LSU. And the Gator Nation just, everybody felt a little better after that one.
All of a sudden, Napier's a hero. You know, imagine that.
You know? Well, my thought's there. But as long as the guy has, you see what can be. You see what can be. Now, why not more consistency? Does he have a role to play in that? I said it's for people that make a lot more money than me to decide. Georgia beat Tennessee, too. That was supposed to be quite the game. But Georgia looked pretty good, 31-17. And I predicted this one. The Kansas City Chiefs, a perfect season. Going down to Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I had that one. And so they broke their winning streak 30-21. That, again, was an exciting game as well, I thought. But good stuff. And then everybody's doing the Trump dance.
Oh, man.
Doing it on the football field. Doing it UFC fight. The guy who's the champ, John Jones. And President-elect Trump was in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was in the house. And listen to that. This is what John Jones said after winning the UFC heavyweight championship.
I'm proud to be a Christian American champion. While I got the moment, while everybody's cheering and so happy, I want to acknowledge Jesus Christ. I tell you what, man. I cannot take credit for a gift like this, man. I really owe it all to him. And I know that there's millions of people around the world watching right now. And I just want to let you guys know that Jesus loves you so much. That's all I'll say about that.
Wow. So, already, before Donald J. Trump is back officially in office, things have changed for the better. Again, this is the parallel I drew earlier with Ronald Reagan. I remember as being, a senior in high school, Ronald Reagan. So it's post-Vietnam era. You kind of grew up in that. America's not so great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. It was that kind of attitude. Reagan comes in, and all of a sudden, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right to talk about God. It's all right. It's all right to talk about your faith. And it certainly was okay to wave the flag and be proud to be an American. And so, in my opinion, happy days are here again. This John Jones champion is just one example of that. And I like it.
There's a really plug in the president, too, and it's kind of cool to watch him go out to the edge of the ring, kind of squat down, talk to him, hand him his UFC belt. He held on to it for a little while before he gave it back. Really, really cool video from that.
Yeah, he did a Trump dance, and the big, big thank you to President-elect Trump, and then he did a little Trump dance again. Crowds chanting USA, USA, proud to be a great American champion, proud to be a Christian American champion. I mean, it's just, filled with people who were totally supportive. I mean, again, it's rah, 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 USA. We can get anything done now.
And that UFC crowd, I mean, when he was talking about Trump and Jesus, not to compare the two, but it was just resounding response on both of those. It was great.
Raiders PR abruptly ends press conference after a question about a Trump dance celebration. Tight end Brock Bowers for the Raiders joined the NFL's latest celebration trend on Sunday when he hit the Trump dance after catching a touchdown pass. You know this is making lefties' heads explode everywhere.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, they just can't stand it. we went from the squatting, kneeling, whatever.
Yeah.
Nincompoop. What's his name?
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. Yeah, that's it. And
what a contrast.
Yes. We went from that to players doing the Trump.
And as far as the presidents are concerned, we've gone from a Biden shuffle to the Trump dance. What a contrast that is.
The Raiders being asked about the Trump dance.
I love it.
No, and they bowed out quickly. It was a press conference. Like, no, they didn't have to go there. We're talking about football.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to, that's when you're trying to make trouble. Uh-oh, the Trump dance appears to be exploding across the NFL. It started with the 49ers, Nick Bosa, last week, and who celebrated the sacking of the Dolphins quarterback by performing a little Donald Trump dance. But now players on three other teams have joined the craze.
Nice.
Yep. Bosa, who did it again after he sacked Buccaneers Baker Mayfield, and then he admitted, yep, it was a Trump dance. And then you had the Sunday one, Las Vegas Raiders, Brock Bowers, that I mentioned there. And now the Detroit Lions, Za'Darius Smith and Malcolm Rodriguez also broke out into a Trump dance on Sunday.
Yeah, it's contagious.
Yeah, well, they could have just danced the whole night and not really had to play football because, my gosh, they crushed the Jags. The Jags are hurting.
Mm.
Hurting. Oh, well. It is what it is. Then there's politics. Pete Hegseth. People are finally figuring out how to say his name.
Yeah, it's not that hard, people.
Now, the president-elect has named him the candidate for defense secretary. So, you know, here comes some stuff out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah.
And there's at least something to this. Apparently paid a woman an undisclosed amount after she accused him of sexual assault. In 2023, Hegseth paid the complainant as part of a civil confidential settlement agreement and maintains his innocence. Timothy Parlatori is Hegseth's attorney. He also denied the encounter between Hegseth and an unnamed woman, which she alleges happened in 2017, was sexual assault. The attorney's statement comes after the Washington Post on Saturday reported that a friend of Hegseth's accuser sent a memo to the Trump transition team detailing the allegations. NBC News has not independently reviewed the memo, but the attorney for Hegseth, Parlatori, confirmed that it is related to an encounter that Hegseth and the unnamed woman had in Monterey, California, during a conference of the California Federation of Republican Women. The Post reported that the memo said the woman was at the conference with her husband and her children and didn't remember anything until she was in Hegseth's hotel room and then stumbled to find her hotel room on the night in question. Now, the attorney for Hegseth, his version defending, denied the allegation, saying, quote, "This is a situation where a consensual encounter occurred, and unfortunately, the woman had to come up with a lie to explain why she had not come back to her husband's room that night."
Whoops.
Mm-hmm. It is 6:16. It's Monday. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I've got your Sarah update, tropical update. That is coming up in minutes. 97.3 The Sky. Hang on. We were rooting for the geezer, but he couldn't quite pull it off. But he did go 8 rounds. He did finish the fight.
Yeah.
So Mike Tyson, Jake Paul. Jake Paul came out on top. But Tyson, you know, I mean, he hung in there. He won the first 2 rounds, I think, on the card.
Yeah.
But,
It just was odd. Even, I don't know. Tyson came out looking tired from moment one. He moved around the first couple of rounds a little bit. But even Jake Paul, I don't know, was he pulling his punches some? He didn't look impressive. I mean, he just didn't.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe there was some sense of uncomfortable beating up this older guy. I don't know. But it was Mike Tyson. And look, yeah. I thought if Tyson was going to win, he was going to win early. Yes. I think you were there, same thing, right?
I called third round knockout or something.
Yeah, and I said maybe in the first four rounds. If not, then no, he's not going to win at all. But
right.
Yeah, there's no telling those kind of matchups. And you do wonder, okay, is this just a big money maker or what? And
oh, with the buffering. Oh, my goodness. Was awful.
Yeah, Netflix finally came out and admitted, yeah, they
weren't prepared for it.
No, they weren't. They absolutely weren't. By the way, it is 6:23, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Monday, making it great, and got good news for you. It looks like Sarah is pretty much busted up.
Nice.
Yeah, remember that tropical weather and all that?
Mm-hmm.
I just got the 3 a.m. Central time. So what's that, 4 a.m. our time?
Yep.
And, yeah, it's funny because it just kind of came through. But anyway, bottom line is remnants of Sarah dissipated at 3 a.m. Now, will it re-strengthen? I went to another source of information and said not likely within 7 days, which pretty much means no.
No, that's probably just their standard.
So that's great news. You know?
Yeah, that's
so
that
maybe
awesome.
We're done with this. Maybe.
I hope so.
We'll stay on top of it. Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union. It's what we do. So if something does pop up that we need to keep an eye on, we will. And we kept an eye on that. And I'm happy. I thought maybe it would be tomorrow when I'd say, yeah, it's all done. But it looks like it now. But it just, you know, made it past the Yucatan Peninsula. I thought that's when it's going to re-strengthen. Doesn't appear that's going to be the case. So good.
Hmm.
And anything else that, like I said, pops up, we'll be all over it. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries was on NBC's Meet the Press. Said America deserves better than President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. Well, I would imagine that you would say that, and I'm glad you don't like him.
He's
a Democrat.
Yeah.
He's a Democrat. I want you to whine and cry.
Mm-hmm.
But the host, Kristen Welker, said, I want to ask you now about the report that House Ethics Committee was set to vote on releasing information on former Congressman Matt Gaetz. Of course, President-elect Trump's pick to be the next Attorney General. Speaker Johnson's now saying the report should not be released. What's your reaction? Jeffrey said, of course it should be released. And that's not just Democrats saying that. You've repeatedly seen Senate Republicans make it clear who are on the Senate Judiciary Committee or throughout that chamber say that they want access to all available information so they can make a decision about whether the nominee for Attorney General is qualified to serve that office. The Senate has a clear responsibility to serve as a Senate and co-equal branch of government and a check and balance. That's as American as baseball. Motherhood and apple pie. Motherhood being kind of an odd one to put in there when you're such an advocate for abortion. I thought that was a little
that's kind of odd.
Maybe that's what he's saying. It's as American as, you know, and maybe,
which means they're probably not very American then. So.
Well, you know, you can read into it what you want, but that was an odd, you know.
Yeah.
Baseball, apple pie. What would the other one be? Hot dogs?
Hot dogs.
No. Well, maybe that's it. Anyway. So, of course, the Democrats are going to like the picks. And, of course, they're going to find anything that they can whine and cry about. And you know what? Maybe on some of them, maybe they're going to be right. I don't know. That's why you go through the process, isn't it?
Right.
Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, he was on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures. And he's going to be part of that soon-to-be-formed Department of Government Efficiency. Man, could be the first time government and the word efficiency could actually be in the same title.
It's been an oxymoron up to this point.
Yes, because we've had a lot of oxys and morons in government.
Oh, yeah.
Ramaswamy said, over the last 40 years, even conservatives, we've talked a big game for 40 years about cutting the federal government, about reducing the scope of the federal government. Politicians haven't been able to do it. And so Elon and I, we're not politicians. We're businessmen. We're coming at it from the outside. Sometimes if you go inside, you become native to the system. Aha.
True. Yeah.
So he says, look, I applaud President Trump for setting this up for success. But I come back to the principle. In the early months, score quick wins through executive action, show what can be done, and then I think we'll lay the groundwork for Congress to take meaningful steps in the future.
Interesting.
I like it.
Yep.
It's it could come together. That's what we hope for. We're very hopeful on a Monday. We try to make Mondays great. It is 6:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, you can download the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally do. Just click on subscribe. Coming up at 8:05 from the Epic Times, Nanette Holt will be with us. She always has some great stories to share. Stick around. 97.3 The Sky.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, borders are...
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24/7.
The news station.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, yeah. It's a Monday, and we're going to make it great. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is 6:38. Plenty to talk about. How about them Gators beating
man.
LSU? 27-16 in the Swamp. Sweet, sweet, sweet win. Much needed.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it feel so much better?
I heard the fireworks. I wasn't there, but I could hear the fireworks.
Yeah, you couldn't hear the roar of the crowds. That a little
muffled,
too far.
Yeah, but the fireworks, that I heard.
Very cool. Georgia over Tennessee, 31-17. That was a big game. And Buffalo broke Kansas City's perfect record, 30-21. Sorry about that, Casey. And Mike Tyson went the full distance, but wasn't enough. Jake Paul won that fight, whatever it was, entertainment, whatever. Look, I was watching too.
Yeah,
we all were, and we all got that buffering effect. I got out of it and got back in, and once I did that, it didn't do it again.
Really?
Yeah.
There's actually a meme running around too on the social media that shows the equivalent. It's like, you know, a football game end, and it's a Hail Mary, and then you get to the very end right before he'd catch the ball, and it freezes. It's just like that's their little spoof of it, but it's like, it just kept doing it.
It does seem like when you do have a freeze up, whether it's Netflix or anything else, it's streamed.
Oh, timing is everything.
It is. Yeah. It does seem like, what? How could it happen right at that time?
Yeah.
Hey, coming to town, rock the country. We talked about this a little bit last week. A festival for We the People, 97.3 The Sky. We've got your free tickets. I had to wait for like the official word. I tried to hint at it a little bit. But anyway, it's a done deal, and we'll kick this thing off tomorrow morning, and it'll be a text to win. But looking forward to Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and a whole bunch more. It's going to be big. Ocala, May 9th and 10th. And so what I'll do is tomorrow I'll start giving out your code word, and then you text to try to win the tickets. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Look both ways before crossing.
Check your oil.
Buckle it up.
Use turn signals.
Ticket it up. What is it? Click it or ticket.
Click it or ticket, yep.
Yeah.
And of course, when you get where you're going, lock it and pocket the key.
Don't take any wooden nickels, as Grandpa used to say.
Yeah.
Tickets are now on sale, by the way, rockthecountry.com. But your chance to win them. We'll start tomorrow with a code word, so hang in there, and I'm looking forward to it. I think I've never seen Hank Jr.
No, I haven't either.
No, so saw Kid Rock a couple times.
Yeah,
and he's always a blast. So that's going to be a good time. Tune in for your chance to win the tickets. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Brendan Carr to serve as chairman of the FCC. He was nominated back in 2017, confirmed by the U.S. Senate unanimously three times. So he serves as a senior Republican member of the FCC. In this announcement of Carr's appointment, the president-elect said he has designated him as permanent chairman due to his term. His current term runs through 2029. Because of his great work, I'll be designating him as a permanent chairman. All right. He's hailed Carr as a warrior for free speech and a man who fought against the regulatory lawfare that has stifled Americans' freedoms and held back our economy. So that's a good pick. Doesn't get talked about often, FCC, after all.
Yeah.
But they play an important role.
Yeah.
Play an important role. And I think that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to play an important role. The New York Times, in their silliness, of course, they have to bash anything they can. Oh, he's RFK Jr.'s wackadoodle. He's crazy. Listen to this crazy thing. Well, he basically said that Fruit Loops, you know, here in America, you know, has a lot of extra ingredients.
Yeah, we use colorings, fake colorings in our version here.
Yeah. So, oh, they wanted to fact check him.
Okay.
I'm sure they did. What a fact check.
Okay.
In an interview on MSNBC after Trump's victory earlier this month, Kennedy suggested that the second Trump administration could eliminate entire departments within the FDA. In some categories, their entire departments, like the nutrition department at the FDA. They have to go. They're not doing their job. They're not protecting our kids. Why do we have Fruit Loops in this country that have 18 or 19 ingredients, and you go to Canada, and it's got two or three? So the New York Times thought, oh, we got you. Okay?
I'll bet they
So did. They published a report on Friday analyzing Kennedy's views on artificial food ingredients that specifically fact-checked the Trump nominee for his claims about Fruit Loops using different ingredients in that U.S. product versus Canadian product. You know, I saw this, I believe, on a meme, so I didn't know how true it was.
Yeah, you always got to question those.
Mr. Kennedy has singled out Fruit Loops as an example of a product with too many artificial ingredients, questioning why the Canadian version has fewer than the U.S. So the Times report read and goes on to say, but he was wrong. Listen to this. The New York Times, I mean, do they learn this from politicians? They said, he's wrong. The ingredient list is roughly the same. Okay, they think it's roughly the same.
Okay.
Although Canada has natural colorings made from blueberries and carrots.
That was the whole point.
Hang on. While the U.S. product contains red dye 40, yellow 5, and blue 1, as well as butylated hydroxytoluene, or BHT, a lab-made chemical that is used for freshness, according to the ingredient label. So the New York Times thought they were slamming him. Look, he's already making things up. He's exaggerating.
And they proved his point while saying he was
wrong.
They did.
He was wrong. And it's funny because, you know, the readers and stuff, they agreed that, no, he's onto something. Why are there these artificial ingredients?
Mm-hmm.
And Canada says, no, we're not going to allow them. And somehow the kids are able to eat Fruit Loops and seem just as happy as the American kids.
I loved Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Fruit Loops are good. What about Apple Jacks?
Oh, yeah.
There's probably a lot of apple in those Apple Jacks. You could smell.
Okay, maybe not real apples, but.
Yeah,
you know.
Not so much. Yeah. Not so much. Yeah. But here we are. We lived to talk about it.
Yes, we did.
All right, it's 6:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 8:05, Epic Times. Nanette Holt will be with us. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot to talk about. We got the holidays coming. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
What are we, a week from Thursday, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we're like 5 Fridays till Christmas.
That's crazy.
I know.
You got your Christmas shopping done? Have you started it? Have you done anything?
We got the tree, yeah.
That's good.
Last week.
That's so, good. A lot of people doing that early. In fact, we have ours up. It's, you know, only about 3 feet tall, and it has all the lights
all right.
already on it and stuff, and you just plug it in.
There you go.
And I got to tell you, man, easy peasy is not a bad thing.
Yeah, well, with my wife traveling, she wanted to make sure it was up before she left.
Yeah.
So that when she comes back next week, it's end of this week, it's already there. And yeah, so that's good.
Welcome home and home for the holidays. And everybody likes that.
Absolutely.
Likes that feeling.
Yeah.
So I know we're going to everybody been talking about as you get closer, but I'm going to ask you right off the bat. Give me your favorite Christmas movie.
Ironically, the one that we all love, has like a totally blank on it.
Name anybody. Jimmy Stewart?
Yes.
It's a Wonderful
one.
Life.
Thank you. But I usually watch Elf because of the funny, and I'm not even usually a fan of his so much, and especially his big mouth lately. But anyway, Elf is usually one that I enjoy watching.
It is funny. I mean, it's campy as heck, but that's part of the charm of it.
I'm
with you. I enjoy that. It's a Wonderful Life, I think, will always be number one for me.
But black and white or in color?
I've seen it. I don't know if I've seen it. Have I seen it in color?
Because they did colorize it.
Yeah, you're right. I think I did. I don't know. I'm just so used to the black and white.
I get it. Yep.
We're like the last kids in our neighborhood to get a color TV. And not because of poverty, I don't think. Just dad was like, whatever. This TV works.
Yeah,
when
that's
it doesn't, we get another one. So, and that's fine. But there's the Christmas, A Christmas Carol, you know, the Dickens.
Yeah.
Charles Dickens, I mean, penned that, in the 1800s, and got it done right before Christmas.
Hmm.
And to everyone's shock and disbelief, sold out every single copy of it.
Wow.
That book changed how people around the world celebrate Christmas, especially Americans. Yes.
Huh.
Had a huge influence. So, It's a Wonderful Life for me is in the top two.
Absolutely.
And also, A Christmas Carol. I like the one with George C. Scott as Scrooge.
Yeah,
I like that one.
I forgot about that one.
But here, somebody gave me a tip the other day, and I always try to write it down, you know, and I always forget. But this one we remembered. Betsy and I remembered. So, The Man Who Invented Christmas. And I'm like, how did I miss that? It just doesn't, you know, how could I miss it? Especially when this guy was saying, it's a great movie. Once we saw it, it's like our regular thing every holiday season. And it's got the guy from Star Trek, not the original Captain Kirk, the bald-headed
guy. Patrick Stewart. Picard, yeah.
Yeah. He plays the Scrooge character. Well, this is about, basically, what Charles Dickens goes through in writing and getting this book out. It was very,
would be interesting.
Yeah. Very well done.
Yeah.
Very, several layers there. I love it. So, anyway, I highly recommend it. And I don't, when people hype stuff up, I'm not always, I'm like, whatever.
Because then you build up some huge expectation and then you're disappointed.
So. That, and you, if you just have, you know, a different taste from what somebody else feels is really, I got to tell you, and it's, let me see, the Prime is where I got it for free.
Okay.
And so I don't know if it's on Netflix. I don't think so, but anyway.
See, recommendations like that are like my childhood friend in, like, you know, second grade, Timmy Mulligan, who lived down the street, who whenever he had a thought, hey, Greg, I got a great idea. I'm thinking, I'll be the judge of that. Even then, I was cynical.
Well, but when his ideas turned out to be stupid,
oh yeah,
you know what you'd say.
What's that?
Well, hey, man, just, you know, give me a mulligan.
Oh.
You know what that is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
That's funny. That's funny.
I mean, the kid's named that.
Mulligan, I know. Yeah.
So he's cursed for life, basically.
True. I thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Texas braces for a final Biden-era migrant surge. On the other hand, Illinois puts out the red carpet welcoming illegals with open arms.
Pritzker's a mess. They have had more bad governors and bad mayors in Chicago. It's just the pits up there.
Well, instead of seeing the writing on the wall, which we called an election overwhelmingly won by Trump and the Trump agenda, people are tired of the same old, especially tired of politicians lie to them and somehow sell the idea that millions of people crossing our border unfettered and many of them unchecked, they didn't have to get the vaccine, many of them carrying tuberculosis. Some could be national security lists. They were on national security lists. They were on terrorist watch lists, etc. So when all that is said and done, and you try to promote the indefensible, American people, I think, will wake up. Well, they certainly did. But that's not going to stop these I guess, agenda-crazed weirdos like Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Yeah.
And they hate it that Trump's going to be in power, so now they're doing their little preemptive thing. Here's one of them. He pledged to launch a campaign to boost, Pritzker did, the governor of Illinois, a campaign to boost radical sex change procedures in his state in response to Trump's landslide election. He used Transgender Awareness Week, November 12th through the 19th, as a platform to showboat over the issue. This Transgender Awareness Week, I want you to know that I see you and have your back as governor. Yep. I'll help you mutilate your body permanently.
Yeah.
You can trust me. Yeah. And then they're also opening the door wide open for illegals. And hopefully, no offense to people from Chicago, but hopefully they'll all go there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
And hopefully they'll camp right on Pritzker's front lawn, right? They're invited.